Blog Talk Radio.
Harmony can only be achieved by happiness. Happiness comes of the capacity to feel deeply, to enjoy simply, to think freely as an individual. Don't waste time looking for the secret of success or the key to happiness. It's all there, ready for you to accept. Happiness, success, joy, gratitude. It's your choice. Can you choose to be happy? Happiness is an effect of living a balanced, harmonious life. Can you say no to what no longer brings you joy? Dobro jutro, bonjour, and good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Imagine, by the click of a button, you could pick and choose, and hopefully you're choosing Kathy Watson. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it is my pleasure to share with you what I have discovered, how to live your life to the fullest. It's only taken 60 years, even longer. Discover what the world has to say. Now, the shows are archived. Get your pen and pad out. BlogTalkRadio.com. And if you want to hear any of my former shows, BlogTalkRadio.com/Kathy Watson. It's magic. Now, if you want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead. But you'll find so many of my secrets and my techniques in the ebook, The Secrets of the Elixir. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Yes, I am the creator and the expert on not only living your life to the fullest, but giving you the formula. Most, some, I don't know. Talk about life and living, but they don't really get down to the nuts and bolts. And I do. And I want to tell you, in its simplicity is the difficulty. Because you see, you have to be your own person. No debate. Or are you living your life according to someone else? And it's your choice. You see, I am pro-choice everything. Because I can't dictate your life. You know, we're like snowflakes. We're not alike. And we shouldn't be. We may have similar feelings about things. But can you be your own person? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And yesterday, we talked about obesogens, a new kind of chemical working in three ways, directly affecting fat cells in your bodies. And do diets really work? I don't think so. But that was yesterday. I'll allude to it later on in the show. But right now I want to give you the contact information. Kathy Studio, the email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me at 84 Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Let me hear what you want me to talk about. Oh, good morning. It's just take that big stretch while I've been up for a while. And just kind of looking out, enjoying the sunrise. So it's a little cloudy today. Freezing cold, but it is winter. It's the springtime of the winter of my life. Now get your pen and pad out and write down Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And to find out more about me, God did not part the Red Sea for me. You'll read about the trials and the tribulations, the choices that we all had to make. 14 of us came together, and the book is Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices, revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. You won't be able to put the book down. Remember, everything in your life is your choice. No one else's. It's you. It's about you. Pick up the mirror. Tell yourself how marvelous you are and how brilliantly talented you are. And then look in the mirror again and say hello to the creator of your life. You're the Michelangelo. You're the artist. Your life is a blank palette. You get to paint in the artistry of your life. And if there's some part of your life that you need to change, all you need to do is go change it and change your thinking about it. And it's all about taking baby steps. So when you log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, be sure and click on all of C buttons. And remember to click on video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. No one in the world has thought of pairing James Brown and the Bard, soul songs in Shakespeare, even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Oh, wait till you hear Roger's voice. Now, if those of you are looking for a truly unique form of entertainment for your business, corporation, private entities, events, our bags are packed. Man, we will rock your event. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm inviting you to call in. 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And remember, the show is archived, so you could hear yourself on radio after the hour is over with. Now, yesterday I ended with two promises. Number one, I would tell you about PXP, this incredible powder, rice powder, that I've been taking for, oh gosh, I think close to 2 years now. And then I am going to finish about supermarkets and their secrets, 50 of them. Now, let me tell you about this PXP. You see, we age on a cellular level. I know that. And yes, we do take supplements, omega-3, so on and so forth. And we are on the Mediterranean diet. When I allude to we, I'm talking about the silver fox and I. But let me tell you about this PXP. I will not be without it. I take a teaspoon a day on an empty tummy early in the morning, the Triple Crown Body Supplement, polysaccharides, polypeptides, and antioxidants. The secret nutrients found in Enzecta royalty rice. I will not be without it. If I was told that I could only take one supplement, it would be PXP. I'll give you a little background history about it. And it's an investment in you. And you will see, wow. Now, I don't know how contaminated you are. I don't know how congested you are. So the results are relative. But I do know that once you start taking it, you're not going to let go of it. Now, allegedly, now, first of all, I'm not medical, so I want to do my disclaimer. Check with your doctor. But what I've been hearing is that those that are suffering with neuropathy, this has helped in easing the discomfort. But remember now, I'm not medical. But once, purple rice was the secret food emperors and warriors used to win battles. Today, through an advanced proprietary process, all natural Alpha PXP Royale is revolutionizing food as we know it. Harvested at a nutritionally optimum time in its life cycle, this unique species of nutrient-rich purple rice contains built-in antioxidants, which due to our bio-ready process enables absorbency on a cellular level. That's all I need to hear. Now, this is very small print, so bear with me. But you could check it out on the website, PXP Royale, R-O-Y-A-L-E, and you could also get it through me by calling 847-882-8717. It's absorbed on a cellular level, so the cells are getting fed. This means your body gets the supercharged oomph that would otherwise go through your system with minimal benefit. And then they have the suggested use. I am one teaspoon every single day in my Brita water. I don't drink tap water. I drink Brita on an empty tummy. Now, you may want to start out. They give you the directions, and then you choose what is best for you. But remember, pregnant, want to be pregnant, all of you, I am not a doctor. Check with your doctor. Who knows? He too may want to get on the product. It is awesome. It is absolutely awesome. Now, along with our diet, Mediterranean diet, our absolute dedication to staying healthy, I want to share with you an experience I'm having with Medicare Part D. In 2006, well, to begin with, I had no idea about Part D. I am grateful in gratitude every day. I do not take one prescription drug. I had to, a couple of months ago, there was a little urinary infection. I don't know how that happened, but anyway, I had to take some antibiotics. And I went to the druggist, and he said, well, it's $39. I went, what? What do you mean $39? Yeah, he said, you don't have Part D. What on earth is Part D? Well, that is where you have Medicare. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to subscribe and you have to qualify to get the Part D subscription so that you could get your medication at next to nothing. And I looked at Mike and I said, Mike, give me a break. How many years have you known me? I don't take any medication. Because I'm listening to what Obama is saying and Michelle and all the powers to be. I'm an advocate on the President's Council of Physical Fitness and Sports. America, you're it. You're too fat. Get fit. Obesity-related illnesses are costing all of us $190 billion a year. And you see, that doesn't resonate with me. I'm just not good at I did not get to this point in my life to sit in a doctor's office waiting for a script. So in 2006, I was very much involved with investing in me, my health, exercising, eating the Mediterranean, 2006 to 2013. Now I'm told that, I think it was through October, November, December, you could sign up for Medicare Part D. And through my my health insurance guy, he said, well, here's the number to call and give them the serial number, and you'll be on the program. A cath, it'll cost around $39-40. And I wasn't happy about that. I said, you know, really, why should I be paying that when I just don't get sick and I don't plan on getting sick? Okay, fast forward. I get the information from whoever is going to supply me my Part D. It's $40. Aha! Then I get another letter from an affiliate of Medicare and said, you're being penalized. From 2006 to 2013, 91 months, you did not pay in to Part D, so we're raising your monthly rate an additional $30. Are you getting this? An additional $30. It will now cost me $72 a month if I embrace their Part D. Well, let me tell you, I was livid. How could I want justification. Now, you better make up your mind, powers to be. Are you encouraging us to take care of ourselves? Because if we do, then the big pharma, the pharmaceuticals, lose money. So you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. On one hand, you're telling us to stay healthy, and you give us the formula. On the other, well, you didn't pay into prescriptions. You're going to be penalized for taking care of yourself. That is not acceptable to me. All of you that are on Medicare 50 plus, are you hearing me? Many are on Social Security, and the most you're going to get is maybe $1,000 a month. I don't even get that. Can we afford to live? These are supposed to be our golden years. They suck. So fast forward. I contacted the company that's handling all of the unhappy campers. And I told them, I said, justify it. Justify that additional $30. Why should I pay additional because I invested in me? They didn't justify it. They just sent me a letter saying it was unfavorable. Well, I'm not going to take out that plan. I have another way to do it. They are not going to force me to give up my hard-earned money that I earned the old-fashioned way I work for it. How dare they? Have any of you had this situation? You see, one voice isn't going to do it. But there is strength in unity. Strength in unity. Call me at 847-882-8717. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, reaching listeners in any part of the world. And today's show is Finding Your Way to Fitness. But I'm still not through. I told you yesterday that I would finish with the supermarkets. And I think I ended with appearances. Oh, we want you to know, appearances can be deceiving. If you need a cake, don't buy it the day you need it. We'll have to give you one from the display cake. And those cakes have been sitting out for a while. If you order in advance, we'll make the cake for you that night or night that day or night before, and it will be a lot fresher. Now, this next is unbelievable. I can't believe it. Believe it or not, my years of research have found that the average apple you see in the market is 14 months old or older. Now, these are all hints and ideas from people who have worked at supermarkets, and they are a whole bunch of, let me see if I could get you the, grocery experts, industry analysts, and store employees to share their insider strategies to save money, stay healthy, and beat supermarkets at their own game. Did you know some of the same cheeses displayed behind the deli counter are available in the dairy case? The packaging isn't as fancy, but they're much cheaper. Now this, I am learning. This is why I love doing talk radio. The mist that's sprayed on your fruits and veggies may make them look fresh, but it can make them rot faster. The water also adds to an item's weight, so make sure you shake off the leafy greens. And then we talked about music and so on and so forth, subliminal messages. Our French bread was exactly the same as our Italian bread, which was the same as our white mountain bread. They were all made with the same dough and then shaped differently. Now, the customer is king. Yeah. I learned early on that the only one that I should keep happy is the one that signs my paycheck. And there are some stores, I don't think they're paying too much attention to their employees. I was in a store not too long ago, and you heard me talk about it, that there was, it was beginning to melt here in Chicagoland. And as you walked into this store, it didn't have automatic doors. There was a pile of slush that could have easily turned into black ice, or maybe an older person, not too sure-footed, could have slipped and fall and had some serious damage. So I went in. I think it was Inez Robb who said, no good deed goes unpunished. Now, I've had encounters with this sales clerk before who is a bull in a china shop. She wouldn't last with me a minute. I wouldn't even hire her. And I said, excuse me, but I think you should know that there's some water. She started to scream and to yell that it wasn't their job, that it was the center's job. And her eyes are flashing. You would have thought I asked her to give me her newborn. She was disgustingly ugly. So I simply walked away. I didn't finish the conversation. But when I got in the car, I called and I talked to the manager, which happened to be a younger man. And I said, do you have any idea how disgusting her behavior is? And I gave her her name, gave him her name. And I said, the truth be known, I don't have to be insulted. I will not come into your store again. Goodbye. Now, you need to ask. And by the way, I do ask at that store, and they haven't a clue. They honestly haven't a clue. I asked one of the workers where the votive candles were, and did they have anything? He said, I don't even know what you're talking about. There's a lot that grocery store employees will do for you if you ask. The butcher will tenderize meat for you. The baker will slice a loaf of bread. And the florist will usually give you free greenery to go with your loose flowers. At some stores owned by Kroger, the seafood department worker will even coat your fish in flour or Cajun seasoning and fry it up for free. And this is from Terry Gold. He's a grocery saving expert and CEO of thegrocerygang.com. He said he couldn't believe it the first time they did that for me. And another thing, if you don't want to buy your ground meat, you could ask them to take sirloin, a roast sirloin or something, and grind it for you. Makes delicious hamburgers. If we're having a sale on baked item and you don't need it until next month, ask if you can buy it now during the sale and not pick it up until your event. We let people do that all the time. They bring back their receipt a month later and get their order. This is usually for cakes and so on and so forth. If there's a product you want the store that the store doesn't carry, talk to the manager. A lot of today's supermarkets special order things for you. They'll even arrange to bring something in for you on a regular basis. I'm going to suggest little seminars to our Jewel Osco on Roselle Road in Schaumburg. If you see something in the bakery or meat department that will expire the next day, hey, is this expiring tomorrow? Are you going to mark it down? A lot of times they'll mark it down for you right then. You're really doing them a favor since they have to unload it anyway. Now, deals may not be deals. In a supermarket, a good sale is anything that's half price. Buy one, get the second one 50% off. Discounts are not good sales. That's only 25% off each. Almost everything is reduced to 50% at some point. The store, this is from Jason Sweat. The store I worked at would make some of its sales very specific and, in my opinion, very deceptive. For example, it would offer 50% off a 10-ounce package of deli ham and put the sign right between the 10-ounce packages and the 16 ounces. Shoppers would wind up grabbing the wrong one, paying full price. You know what I've learned to do? When I'm shopping, because it's happened to me, where I have paid full price. You see, the checkers, the people that are checking you out don't always know the prices. So here's my hint for all of you. At the back of my basket, my cart, I put all of the sale items. Now, the other day, get beets, but get the beets that are without the leaves and everything. And they were a pound for a dollar. They're usually more expensive than that. I made sure that my beets were at the back of the cart because when I went up to her, I said, may I just remind you that these beets are a dollar a pound? And she said, yes, she knew it, but they don't always. Customers think that when they buy in bulk, they end up with a better deal, but that's not always the case. In the produce department, individual peppers are almost always cheaper than those in the multi-packs, and loose avocados are usually cheaper than the ones grouped in mesh bags. My experience with peppers, I wait until they package the little mini peppers, green, yellow, no green, it's yellow, orange, and red, and then I buy a green pepper. Oh, roasted peppers with garlic, basil, fresh basil, and little half tomatoes, delicious. The 10 for $10 promotion is one of the most effective. When the store does it, volume takes off, even if the promotion raises the price of something. We'll take an 89-cent can of tuna and mark it 10 for $10. Instead of buying six cans for 89 cents, people will buy 10 for $10. Okay? Do not assume that if something is displayed at the end of the aisle, it's a good deal. Often it's not. Those end caps are sold specifically to companies trying to promote a product. Okay. Just because something is advertised in your grocery store circular doesn't mean it's on sale. There's a whole lot in there that's full price. Get more for your money. Grocery stores usually don't have the best milk prices. The milk at drugstores and convenience stores is typically priced 30 to 50 cents less per gallon. It may even be locally produced and hormone-free. Do you like the hot pizza from the deli? It's likely the same store brand pizza offered over in the freezer section for almost half the price per slice. At the fresh fruit seafood counter, most products are labeled previously frozen in small type. Those same products are probably for sale in frozen food case for 40% less. Not only that, you don't have to use them right away since they haven't been thawed. I've tasted every item in our deli case, and there's very little difference between what's been prepackaged and what we slice fresh. A lot of times, it's the exact product, but you're paying $1 to $2 per pound for the same product just to have it slice it for you. I always ask if there's a charge for slicing. When you buy fresh bread, we give it to you in a brown paper bag. Why? Because the bread may go stale faster, sending you back to the store to buy more. A quick fix, place loaves in airtight plastic bags as soon as you get home. I didn't know that. If you can, shop when the store's not busy. Studies show that most consumers buy more when the store is crowded because they subconsciously want to be part of the group. Mondays and Tuesdays are the best days to shop. Whatever you do, avoid weekends. Oh, they could be a real nutcase. We've gone shopping on Saturdays. Oh, my. Better meat for less. It's almost always cheaper to buy a large cut and have us trim it for you. We can cut a chuck roast into stew cubes, a whole boneless strip loin into New York strip steaks, or a flank steak is steak, into stir-fry strips. We've had people buy one big roast, have us remove the bone for soup, run half of it through the grinder for hamburger, and cut the rest into a pot roast. That can save you about 30% compared with buying everything cut. I didn't know that. Just because a cut of meat is labeled Angus doesn't mean it's going to be a great steak. What you really want to do is check if it's USDA quality grade. Prime is the best, then Choice, usually the highest grade, available in grocery store, followed by Select, finally Standard. Oh, I didn't know that. So it's Prime, Choice, and Standard. When it says Angus. Find out whether your butcher marks down meat. At most stores, it's between 8 and 10 in the morning. Oh, I love filet mignon, but here's one of the best-kept secrets, is that you get filet mignon by buying cheaper, by buying whole T-bone steaks. Every T-bone has a small filet on the bone and a New York strip on the opposite side. The price difference can be 3 to 5 pounds. Huh. If you're worried about what's in your ground meat, buy a piece of roast when it's on sale and have your butcher grind it up for you in store. A sirloin roast would be so delicious as hamburger. I'm going to buy that. The scary truth. When I was training, this is a grocery store public health consultant, no name. When I was training as a health inspector, the instructors beat into our heads how to inspect restaurants. But there was very little training focused on grocery stores. They took us through a grocery store in one day and then turned us loose. Even the stores have all of this processing equipment that's tough to clean, and I have to admit. I'd look at some of those machines on my inspection and say, yep, looks good. But I really didn't know what I was looking for. When you buy prepackaged ground meat in one of the tubes or foam containers, it may have come from hundreds of cows. If just one of those cows had E. coli on its hide, it's now in your hamburger. If you ask a grocery store meat cutter to grind your hamburger in the store, it's just coming from one cow. There's still a little risk of contamination, but a much, much lower one. How so? Get a sirloin roast and have it ground. I love that idea. Yes, I know this. Everyone handles the produce. I've seen customers drop something, pick it up, and put it back on the shelf. I've seen kids take a bite and put the item back. It took me a long time to start eating fresh fruits and veggies again after working in a store. But you see, when I bring my everything, a cucumber, a mango, it doesn't, even a papaya, they're all washed with my fruit and veggie cleaner. You would be amazed at the grit and the dirt that's in that water. Do not, even celery, lettuce, it must be washed to get rid of the germs. In almost every store we walk into, employees tell us they don't have enough time to clean properly. The result, I've seen some mice infestations so bad they were living in the dairy cooler. Yuck. We recycle veggies and fruits that don't sell in time by using them in our prepared foods. The carts never get cleaned. I've seen baby soiling carts and carts with chicken's juice leaking on them. That's why I give them a once-over with my own sanitizing wipe. Well, today, when you walk into any of the stores, there's sanitation, and wash your hands, sanitize, get your own. You're worth it. Now, today's show. Today's show is Finding Your Way to Fitness. Now, we talked about diets. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in numbers 347-637-3789. My email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, and you could call me at 847-882-8717. Log on to my site, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. I'm still working with GoDaddy to get my original site back, domain name, KathyWatson.com. It's taking a while, but I persevere. Now, wouldn't you like to be part, of talk radio? It's a strong communicator reaching out with frequency, of incredible marketing tool. And this is a call to all of you that have a business, entities, private, entrepreneurs, senior citizens, retirees. Refire. Don't retire your passion in life. Do you have a book? I don't know what your product is. But the world deserves to know about it. So I've come up with a very generous introductory packet. It's for 10 weeks. I work with you on your mini-mercial, and it's heard 4 times a week, so it's heard 40 times in the contract, and you get to co-host shows with me, and you hear yourself on talk radio. It's a development in you, and it's so affordable. If you were to rent a recording studio, let's talk about $4,000. We're living longer. Not necessarily better. The population is waiting for your brilliance. So call me at 847-882-8717. And I salute Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago and vicinity. I love to illuminate their character. Log on www.ironworkers.org and find out about their apprentice program. Did you know that Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. And if you want to find out more about it, youtube.com/Union Iron Workers, youtube.com/Iron Workers Impact. You see, my mission and purpose is to acknowledge Iron Workers, to introduce you to their brilliance, so that you will recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. www.ironworkers.org. A little froggy. Oh, there, in my throat. Riga Cuff is the 50-plus director of the consortium at Hoffman Estates Park District. And they were the 2009 National Gold winners. Oh, the Park District is just incredible. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Get in touch with your park districts. And she's in the book, Choices, available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, in soft, hard, Kindle, ebook, and Nook. A trip to the south side of Chicago literally changed her life in 2005. And if you want to be part, you have a 50-plus, up to 85, we are shaping the world. Be part of the movement. Be part of the excitement. Log on heparks.org. Now remember, starting soon, my PSA on con and scam artists. Let me give you a hint right now. If anyone calls you asking for any of your personal ID or money, hang up immediately and report them. Park districts, senior centers, and libraries are there to help you. April 15th is around the corner. The government wants our money. They want to be paid. If you're not happy with the government, let's have total recall. And I want term limits. But if you have an issue with your tax, write this down, ahtax@ameritech.net. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. He's awesome. Would you agree that we live in a stressful environment? Nah, I simplified my life. Doesn't matter to me. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter to me what you do. I may have a voice in something if you want to. Join me, fine. But it doesn't take up my life. I'm my own person. And looks do matter. They matter to me. They matter to the silver fox. You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. I'm sharing with you my secret for distressing our face. Anger releases toxins into the body, and it's a cream that I've been using for over 20 years, and it's called Procaine. 2 ounces. It's $50 plus shipping and handling. All sales are final. It is so powerful, you only use it 3 times a week. And when you order it, you could only get it through me, I emailed you the Elixir of Youth free. It's yours. Only 80 pages long. And you have one of the Office Depots or Office Max or Staple printed out for you. Put it in a binder, and it's yours. And then you have, you're privy to calling me. And let's see where you're stuck in your life. Call me at 847-882-8717. And now if you really want to get an incredible book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline by Edith Nam. And her website is enamm.com. Have you ever thought of being your own boss? Let's see, today is the 22nd. Are you having trouble paying your bills? Have you been downsized? Are you a solopreneur or retired? And you want to start your own business without investing huge capital? There is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills. We have the formula that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. This is a method. This is a formula for personal growth. Imagine being the CEO of your own company. Write this down. Leticia, Leticia.com. She's in the book. I quit. 1978. Worked for corporations. She said, I'm not working for you guys anymore. You're making $30,000 a year. I'm tired of making you look good. You're linear. I want to be free. I already started my own home-based business. You see, you could have a job, but you do this after hours on the weekend. And the president called her a traitor and said, we'll give you a 14% increase. She said, no. And Jack, her husband, who has since passed away, said she was insane and she needed to go back to get her job because women couldn't cut it in a man's world. That was all she needed. And then I teased her. I said, Leticia, how many times did you want to quit? 10 times a day. But all I had to do was remember Jack telling me that I couldn't cut it. So this is a call to action, calling all women in the world, not only in America, but globally. 2014, the year to reign supreme, to let our voices be heard in solidarity. Together, we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. This is the year to unleash your passion. I told you, you could keep your job. But have you considered more profitable, less risky, and more of a solid, nourishing approach? Have your own home-based business. I had mine when I was 25 years old. Started at the kitchen table. Bill Gates in a garage. It's scary, I know, but you have Letitia and moi to help you. When you have your own home-based business, it's your call, you're the artist, you're the developer, and now there are infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. That's where the personal growth comes in, while making money. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. But all you have to do is have that fire in the belly desire to make a difference. More people are becoming wealthy starting from nothing, and this could be you. It's pandemic. More and more and more are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. Husbands, wives, stay-at-home mom and dads. Make it a family affair. I was a stay-at-home mom. I had to do something. And I am the creator of it. It's mine. And I have several part-time home-based businesses here, sitting here at my desk, overlooking the snow and the ice in Chicagoland. Log on, Letitia, LETECIA.myshackley.com. All right, now you're determined. You're going to find your way to fitness. I mean, you made that commitment to you. No resolutions. It's a commitment. Don't you get it? Nothing works until you are absolutely cemented in making it work. I'm going to give you strategies to make exercise a part of your life. I'm telling you right now, no matter what press release I get, it's exercise. You see, I don't know any other way. I don't want to bore you with all of that. 2014, you're determined to get fit, lose weight, and you head to the gym thinking you can turn into a fitness nut overnight. Uh-uh. Remember baby steps? So you're new at it. You're a newbie. Man, you're all geared up and you hit the gym and you walk in and you are totally breathless and intimidated, seeing the regulars at full throttle, and they're loving every minute of it. And they're in great shape, aren't they? It didn't happen overnight. It has taken months, maybe even years, to develop a solid exercise routine that you could enjoy. You see, the best exercise in the world is the one that you will do. Write it down. The best exercise in the world is the one that you will do. Many people hate running. Don't run. I talked to a dynamic diva the other day, and she said, I hate stair climbing. Well, why would you do it if you hate it? Well, the benefits, I said, no, because you're releasing toxins into your brain because you don't like doing what you're doing. The best exercise in the world is the one that you will do. I don't care if it's just walking from your house to your car, parking a block away from where you want to go and walk. So you're envious. I could just see your minds working now. I'm too old. No, you're not. Age is a matter of the mind, and if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Who do you think you're kidding? You can't. You can't schmooze me. My knees hurt. Then look at the Ageless Grace Program. Write that down, A-G-E-L-E-S-S, Grace Program. Sit in a chair. Lie in bed. Be comfortable, but move the body. If you don't, you see, the brain needs oxygen, and I do brain exercises too. The body and the brain don't age, we do. It needs oxygen. Everything, cellular, everything needs oxygen. If you don't move your body, if you're not drinking enough water, you don't have a clean plate of food, your blood becomes like sludge. And it can't go anywhere. And the longer it takes to get to the brain and it's oxygen deprived, dementia. Could be Alzheimer's. It is you and your friggin' choices. Don't be discouraged. You can be like them eventually. Exercise has too many benefits to not make it a part of your life. Start slow. Don't overdo. Be aware of your choices. So, okay, you've been going to the gym since January 1st for an hour at a time. Stop that! You're not giving your muscles time to recuperate. That's a good way to injure yourself, too. Don't overdo. Make it convenient, comfortable, and educational. Gym XYZ may have 3 floors of great equipment and fun classes. But if it isn't easy for you to get there, you won't. You have to pick a gym between home and work. And you may go before work, maybe after. And if you go home, chances are, depending on the weather, you're not going to go out again. What exercise will make you, you have to have aerobic, anaerobic, and weight training. How on earth are you ever going to move that body if you don't give it a chance? Make a commitment through you and follow through. I don't care if you only go once a week. But you must do something you like. Cindy, our daughter, is a marathon runner. I won't run a marathon, but I'll climb 94 flights of stairs with my monitor. March 9th, we're climbing the Presidential Towers, 50 flights. Hopefully, I'll do it in under 25 minutes. You may want to do different things like playing tennis, different types of cardio. Give it a chance. I'm not crazy about the spin classes. Just go. You see, it's a habit. It's a habit. You know, it happens to everyone. You just don't feel like hitting the gym. Go anyway. Gym rats will tell you once you're there, you're so happy you went. Exercise is everywhere. Putting away groceries, she does it doing squats. Taking laundry upstairs, she does it in a few trips to get more steps in. And on the day I talked with her, this 54-year-old grandmother had been making snow angels in her driveway. Great arm workout, great leg workout. Log on agelessgrace.com. And then watch the stress disappear. Now remember, make it fun. Be sure that you're laughing. And be patient. You see, I can't imagine my life without exercise. It's part of who I am. And until tomorrow and Friday at 6:30, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir. Yeah.